Eternity Daily Bible Study, number 248. The speaker is John Edmiston. The series is Living in Christ. This is number 9 in the series. Today's topic is Walk in Love. And our passage is Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, be followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us, and has given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savour. Followers of God have a daily lifestyle of sacrificial love. It is a high calling to be a follower of God. To follow a philosopher is one thing, to follow a great leader another, but to follow God, that is the highest of all possible callings. We are to walk in the footsteps of Christ, who is God. We are to live as he lived and do as he would do, as the novel In His Steps made clear with its ethical question, what would Jesus do? We are to follow not as slaves being dragged along, or as prisoners at gunpoint, or as hypnotized followers of a draconian tyrant, but as children, as those who love their Heavenly Father and follow out of freedom, out of likeness of nature, and out of love and relationship. By saying be followers of God, Paul indirectly tells the Ephesian Christians that they cannot follow the world, or the pagan rituals, or the Greek philosophers, or even each other, but Christ alone and God alone. When the Corinthians divided into factions over who they would follow, saying things like, I follow Paul, I follow Apollos, Paul rebuked them with, is Christ divided? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. Thus, we are to follow leaders as they follow Christ, and the role of a Christian leader is to get Christians to follow Christ alone, not the leader. In Ephesians 5, Paul goes on to say, be a follower of God and walk in love. In Bible language, to walk indicates a habitual lifestyle. It means to travel through life in a certain fashion. In Exodus, God tested Israel to see if they would walk in my law. That's in Exodus 16, verse 4. The Israelites were not to walk in the ways of Egypt, Leviticus 18, 3, or of Canaan, Leviticus 20, 23, but were to walk in God's ways, Deuteronomy 28, 9. The cursed person walked in the stubbornness of their heart, Deuteronomy 29, 19, and Jeremiah 13, 10. And wicked King Ahab walked in the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, that is, in traditional idolatry, 1 Kings 16, 31. On the other hand, the righteous walked in the fear of God, Nehemiah chapter 5, verse 9. They walk in truthfulness, Psalm 26, 11. They walk in the light of Jehovah, Isaiah 2, 5. And in the name of God, Micah chapter 4, verse 5. And thus gained a prosperity, which is described as walking in a broad place, Psalm 119, verse 45. There's a lot of Bible verses in this patch, so I will speak out most of them in two numbers. The first number is the chapter, the second number is the verse. So I won't say, for instance, chapter 6, verse 3, I will just say 6:3. You'll get what I mean. Life can be tough, and some can walk in the midst of trouble, Psalm 138, 7, or through the valley of death, Psalm 23, 4. And even in darkness and affliction, Isaiah 59:9. But God is with the righteous in such times. Sound wisdom and judgment keep the Christian from stumbling as they walk, Proverbs 3:23, and guide them from walking in the paths of the wicked and in their counsel, Proverbs 1:15, Micah 6:16, and in the ways of darkness, Proverbs 2:13. The Holy Spirit is the voice that helps us to know which way to go as we walk, Isaiah 30:21 and Ezekiel 36:27. this famous passage in Isaiah 30:21, and it says, "And your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left." That voice is the voice of God in your conscience. Now, it says in Ecclesiastes that we should walk after our own heart and thoughts when we are young. By this, it means we are to live a life of integrity. We are to live and be our true selves. It's the only time in scriptures we are exhorted to walk after our own heart. And it's the opposite of living a compromised life. But even in that verse where it says we are to walk after our own heart and thoughts, it warns that such things can lead us into the judgment of God and can lead to moral disaster in our lives. Ecclesiastes 11:9 and Isaiah 65 verse 2. Even when we walk after our own hearts and walk after our own thoughts, they should be the heart that is filled with God and the thoughts that are filled with righteousness. We need to stick to the old paths and the good way, not to the bypaths and the wrong ways. Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16 and chapter 18 15. The Bible says false prophets walk in falsehood, meaning they live a lifestyle of lies and deception. Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 14. But the Holy Spirit keeps us on the right track. Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 27. Those who walk in pride, God is able to humble. Daniel chapter 4 verse 37. And the Pharisees are described by Jesus as walking in long robes, indicating their pompousness. Luke chapter 20 verse 46. The Apostle Peter says that scoffers walk after their own lusts. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 3. Apostates turn back and do not walk with God. John 6 66. And lazy Christians walk naked for lack of spiritual attainment. Revelation chapter 16 verse 15. Jesus, on the other hand, walked perfectly before God, but was criticized by men for not walking in the traditions of the elders, which meant that he abandoned man-made rules and regulations and walked after God rather than after man. We see that in Mark chapter 7 verse 5. In the New Testament, the Christian does not walk in darkness, but has the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. We have a revelation of God through the Holy Spirit that guides us as we live our Christian lifestyle. Now, this Christian lifestyle is a faith walk. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. It's in newness of life. Romans 6, verse 4. And we are to walk by the rule of a new creation. Galatians 6, verses 15 and 16. We are to walk in the Spirit. Romans 8, verses 1 and 4. And Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 and 25. We are to walk in good works. Ephesians 2, 10. We are to walk worthily of our high calling. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. We are to walk in love. Ephesians 5, 2. And in the steps of Abraham, our father. Romans chapter 4, verse 12. We are to walk becomingly in attractive holiness. Romans 13, 13. And in the spiritual unity of a holy pattern. Philippians 3, 16 and 17. And we are to walk in wisdom. Colossians chapter 4, verse 5. And circumspection. Ephesians 5, 15. We are to walk in the day, John 11, 9, in the light, not in the darkness, 1 John 1, 7, and as children of light, Ephesians 5, 8. We are to walk in the truth, 3 John chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, and in God's commandments, 2 John 1, 6. In the manner that Jesus walked, 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, and we are to walk in Christ by faith, Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. Christians have also not to walk in certain aspects of lifestyle. Romans 13, 13 tells us that Christians are not to walk in carousings and drinking, cohabitation and lustful acts, strife and envy. Romans 14, 15 says that if we violate our brother's conscience, we are not walking in love. Neither is the Christian to walk in carnality, 1 Corinthians 3:3, or craftiness, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 2. Nor does the Christian walk by sight, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, nor as the pagans walk, Ephesians 4, 17, nor as fools, Ephesians 5, 15, or in a lazy and disorderly lifestyle, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 6 and verse 11. Neither are Christians to follow strange dietary fads, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 9, or walk in darkness, 1 John 1:6, or hatred, 1 John 2:11, or after the flesh, Romans chapter 8, verses 1 to 6, 2 Peter 2, verse 10. Thus, to walk in love is to live a life governed by love as its main principle in the way in which we travel through life. Our example for this is Christ, as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savour, Ephesians 5, verse 2. Thus, our lifestyle is to reflect the loving and sacrificial lifestyle of the Lord Jesus Christ. Love is patient and sacrifices its right to punish. Love is kind and sacrifices legalistic harshness. Love is gentle and sacrifices the wrong use of power. Love is generous and sacrifices what we would otherwise keep. Love is not envious and sacrifices comparing and contrasting and walking in pride and boastfulness. Thus, every act of love is also an act of sacrifice. To walk in love is to live as an offering and sacrifice to God, putting self on the altar at every opportunity. Blessings. This is John Edmiston. See you tomorrow.